F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Beautiful and the Damned. Narrated by Gary Williams. Book 3, Chapter 1, A Matter of Civilization. At a frantic command from some invisible source, Anthony groped his way inside. He was thinking that, for the first time in more than 3 years, he was to remain longer than a night away from Gloria. The finality of it appealed to him drearily. It was his clean and lovely girl that he was leaving. They had arrived, he thought, at the most practical financial settlement. She was to have $375 a month. Not too much, considering that over half of that would go in rent. And he was taking 50 to supplement his pay. He saw no need for more food, clothes, and quarters would be provided. There were no social obligations for a private. The car was crowded and already thick with breath. It was one of the type known as tourist cars, a sort of Brummagan Pullman with a bare floor and straw seats that needed cleaning. Nevertheless, Anthony greeted it with relief. He had vaguely expected that the trip south would be made in a freight car, in one end of which would stand 8 horses, and in the other 40 men. He had heard the Homme 40 Chevaux 8 story so often that it had become confused and ominous. As he rocked down the aisle with his barrack bag slung at his shoulder like a monstrous blue sausage, he saw no vacant seats. But after a moment, his eye fell on a single space, at present occupied by the feet of a short, swarthy Sicilian, who, with his hat drawn over his eyes, hunched defiantly in the corner. As Anthony stopped beside him, he stared up with a scowl, evidently intended to be intimidating. He must have adopted it as a defence against this entire gigantic equation. At Anthony's sharp, "That seat taken," he very slowly lifted the feet as though they were a breakable package.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?